Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday. One artist, three songs. I think we're only going to be able to get one in, so it's appropriate, though. Several requests for this artist came in this morning, obviously. Lou was the first one to get through, and that's Fats Domino, Blueberry Hill. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, and Steve Cochran with your morning drive at 6. We're going to be talking about catchphrases. It's funny that we can segue into that because Richie Cunningham had a catchphrase on Happy Days, and he would sing Blueberry Hill whenever he was like getting romantic with someone or something, or he wanted to be. Yeah, that's, you guys remember that, or am I just nuts? He used to found my thrill.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep. So that definitely was that's, we're jumping into catchphrases, so that's a nice segue. See, this is a professional radio show right here, Dan, you know?
That's why you have a plaque.
That's right. There's a reason I got a plaque in the sidewalk downstairs, and that's because of that.
And a trophy.
And a trophy. What trophy?
Well, for the website, the your podcast.
Oh, well, that's a long time ago.
Still works.
I know, but we got a new trophy this year.
Oh, best, that's right. Yeah, you did.
Best broadcast team.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. Hey, so we're talking catchphrases. We're going to do catchphrases from TV, catchphrases from movies, and, of course, advertising slogans that became catchphrases. Some are fun, some are annoying. But the reason why I brought this up is because it's a really interesting story. Dan, where's this story from?
That is Mental Floss via Vulture.
Okay. LeVar Burton is now legally allowed to say his Reading Rainbow catchphrase. So check this out. I had no idea that this was the case. It's hard to imagine the original Reading Rainbow without LeVar Burton. But in August, the New York Public Broadcasting Network, WNED, made it very clear they owned the rights to the program when Burton said his old catchphrase, "But you don't have to take my word for it," on his podcast. WNED claimed Burton was infringing on their intellectual property. Now, Vulture reports that the case has been settled, and Burton is now allowed to use the phrase when and wherever he pleases. Seriously? That's like, how do you claim that phrase? It's not, you didn't invent that phrase, but you don't have to take my word for it. That's a sentence that's been said for many, many, many decades. The conflict dates back to 2014 when Burton launched a Kickstarter campaign to revive the show without WNED's consent. Prior to that, the network and Burton's digital reading company, RR Kids, had made a licensing deal where they agreed to split the profits down the middle if a new show was ever produced. Burton's unauthorized crowdfunding undid those negotiations, and tensions between the two parties had been high ever since. The situation came to a head when Burton started using his famous catchphrase on his LeVar Burton Reads podcast, which centers around him reading short fiction in the same vein as his Reading Rainbow role. By doing this, WNED alleged he was aiming to, quote, control and reap the benefits of Reading Rainbow's substantial goodwill. There is no longer a collaborator with WNED. Burton can at least continue to say, "But you don't have to take my word for it," without fearing legal retribution. WNED is meanwhile working on the next chapter of Reading Rainbow without their original star, and Burton tells Vulture he looks forward to seeing what they will do, what the brand will do next. So that's his catchphrase. Now, I'm too old to have watched Reading Rainbow. When was that, Dan? When was that a popular show?
That was mid-80s, I want to say, when it maybe debuted early 80s and then kind of hit its swing mid to late 80s.
Right. And I was mid-late 80s, I was like 19, 20 years old, so I wasn't watching Reading Rainbow. So I didn't even know he had a catchphrase.
We had it on with the kids, well, with our daughter as she was growing up.
Yeah.
It was one of the many PBS shows that, you know, for babysitting.
Right,
you know.
Right. But that was his catchphrase.
We didn't think of it as a catchphrase. It was just the end of the program. It was what he said.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, and again, it's not an original, like,
yeah,
sentence. That's a, so I don't know. Anyway, why don't we start out with advertising slogans? These are the ones that everybody remembers amazing. And we're talking TV slogans, movie slogans, catchphrases, by the way. 312 catchphrases, 312-981-7200 for talking text. How about this one? Try it. You'll like it.
Yeah. Mikey. Give it to Mikey.
No.
Oh, no. Different one?
That's Alka-Seltzer. Try it. Oh, you'll like it.
Alka-Seltzer. Yeah. Try it. You'll like it.
Yeah. 1971, Alka-Seltzer was one of the first created by the then new Wells Rich and Green advertising agency. The tag phrase soon took on a life of its own, and it helped the commercial get elected the Clio Awards Classic Hall of Fame. All right. How about this one? If I say it's a TV commercial, mm-hmm. and I say Carl Malden, what do you say?
American Express.
Well, what's his catchphrase?
Oh, wow. Gosh, it's been so long.
Don't leave home without it.
Don't leave home. Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And he was the streets of San Francisco at the time, and then eventually American Express altered the phrase to promote their credit card. And using the successful Do You Know Me campaign, they also changed that. But Don't Leave Home Without It was a big one. How about this one? It's not nice to fool Mother Nature.
Mm-hmm.
Stuffing or potatoes taste great less filling. When it comes to culinary feuds, one of the longest running is still the most endearing to the butter versus margarine. Today, the argument mainly breaks down into nutritional trans fat, polyunsaturated, technical type debate. But back in the early 70s, consumers cared more that their margarine of choice tasted like butter. Because it was cheaper. It's not nice to fool Mother Nature.
You know, and jumping back to that Alka-Seltzer for a second.
Yeah.
Another catchphrase that came out of one of the many commercials. I can't believe I ate the whole thing.
Can't believe I ate the whole thing. That was a big one as well. Yeah. Pepto-Bismol had indigestion.
Yep.
How do you spell relief? Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
Yeah, R-O-L-A-I-D-S. How do you spell relief? That became a big one. And then the tagline was a goldmine for stand-up comedians of the era who spelled relief L-I-Q-U-O-R and other things that we can't mention here. This is a good one. Miss Claire All Hair Coloring.
Oh, she told two friends.
Nope.
Wait, isn't that Miss Claire All?
Nope. That was
only her hairdresser knows for sure.
Does she or doesn't
she? Only her hairdresser knows for sure.
That's right. Yeah. And so that was Miss Claire. What was the she told two friends and so on and so on and so on?
It was
a shampoo.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was, though.
Was that Tony?
I don't know.
No.
It was shampoo.
Yeah.
And
Fabergé.
Yeah.
Fabergé?
Yeah. That was, and so on and so on and so on. Where they would, and if I'm not mistaken, that might have been Shelley Hack in that commercial. And then, of course, the classic one, Where's the Beef?
Mm-hmm.
Retired manicurist turned character actress Clara Peller was hard of hearing, which is why she bellowed her famous line like a foghorn. A year after filming her first Wendy's commercial, Peller filmed an ad for Prego pasta sauce wherein she'd said they finally found it, i.e. the beef. The hamburger chain terminated her contract, leaving Peller, who apparently didn't thoroughly understand the non-compete clause she signed, to gripe, I made them millions and they don't appreciate me. The thing about Clara Peller was that she actually, I mean, obviously she became like a pop culture, you know, icon at that time. Dan, you were way too young to remember that, right? This is 84 is when they started this campaign.
You know, it was one of those things where I found out about it when they tried to revive it later.
Yeah. It was massive. It was massive.
Huge.
And
three old ladies standing around a little piece of meat.
But the thing is that the Where's the Beef thing made it into that election, made it into the 84 election. If I'm not mistaken, Reagan used it, asking where the beef was.
Mm-hmm.
So that became a thing. But then Clara Peller also appeared in a couple of movies. Like, she actually tried to have a career, and she appeared in a terrible movie called Moving Violations.
Oh, geez.
An awful, awful movie that was about a bunch of people who had to go to they had too many tickets. They were terrible drivers, and they had to go to driving school. They were punished to go back to driving school. And it starred John Murray, which is one of Bill Murray's brothers. One that doesn't appear in a lot of, you know, I mean, like, you'll see Joel Murray all over the place and Brian Dolan Murray all over the place, but John Murray was John Murray and Jennifer Tilly were the two leads in it. And if I'm not mistaken, the guys who wrote it co-wrote the Police Academy movies. So, of course, it was genius. And so John Murray, it's the most I remember seeing the movie going, Bill Murray should just slap this guy because he took every mannerism, everything, every line reading he did exactly like Bill. Exactly like Bill, like aping his entire persona. And Bill Murray fans, of which I am one card carrying member of the Bill Murray fan club. We went to see it at the drive-in my friends and I went to see at the drive-in, and we were like, what is this guy doing? And at first, we didn't know who he was. I'm like, who did they hire? Would they hire a Bill Murray impersonator? The terrible movie, Moving Violation, but Clara Peller was in that.
And the commercial was shot in Chicago.
The commercial for what?
For Wendy's. For
oh, where's for Where's the Bill? Okay,
yeah,
I didn't.
It was all done here in Chicago.
I thought maybe
I'm
you
sorry,
said the commercial for Moving Violations was shot in Chicago.
No.
All right, we have to break here. We got weather and we got traffic and then more catchphrases in movies and TV and all that stuff. 312-981-7200. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower here till 5 a.m. Triple Play Thursday here, man. And that's Lou requested Fats Domino and Ain't That a Shame. And Fats died yesterday, 89 years old, one of the architects of rock and roll. And so we're paying a little tribute to him on Triple Play Thursday. And we're talking catchphrases. What are some of your favorites? 312-981-7200 if you want to jump in here and call or text with your favorite catchphrases or most memorable. Dan, what do you get? You got one that came to mind when we were talking?
Yeah, you know, something I say constantly when I'm, you know, I get an email I was waiting for or just I'm waiting for an answer to something, and that is no whammies, no whammies, no whammies.
You know, Dan, Buzzer shows Press Your Luck like 3-4 times a day.
I'll do that.
And so I get to hear no whammies, no whammies, no whammies. Big money. Big money, no
big
whammies.
Money, big money, no whammies.
One of the – that game show, I don't know. And I always – we talk game shows quite a bit because I'm an idiot and I love game shows. But I don't – did we ever find out if Peter Tamarkin ever hosted – I think we found out that he hosted like two other shows that nobody ever watched. But Peter Tamarkin was the host of Press Your Luck, and yeah, I love that guy. And if you go back and watch that episode where the contestant got on and memorized the pattern of the board and then ended up like winning like $250,000 or something, a ton of money. Just watch Tamarkin's reaction during that episode when he keeps getting no whammies. When the guy keeps getting no whammies, of course, nobody at that time knew that he had memorized the board and knew the patterns of it, which is why he won. But yeah, Peter Tamarkin.
His other shows included Wordplay, Monopoly. It looks like those were the two.
That's it. Wordplay and Monopoly. He's no Wink Martindale or Skip Skipley. He's no Skip Skipley either. All right. Roger, any catchphrase come to mind for you?
Two.
All right.
Two. Oh. Two mints in one.
Oh, two mints in one. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. How about this? Of course, one of the greatest. So we have some of the greatest TV catchphrases of all time. These are all memorable catchphrases. And of course, the classic one is "Here's Johnny."
Yeah.
Ed McMahon hailed the arrival of Johnny Carson from behind the Tonight Show curtain for 30 years, and it never got old. And then Jack Nicholson used it for The Shining.
That's right.
So it became like a catchphrase in a movie too, because they used it in The Shining. How about this one? The classic "Don't."
Homer.
Forehead smacking Homer Simpson popularized it. Other residents of Springfield have done it from time to time, and it's now even in the Oxford English Dictionary. It's D apostrophe O H exclamation point. That's the proper way. Don't.
Yeah, I always forget that apostrophe.
Yeah. And Seinfeld. I think Seinfeld might have a ton of catchphrases associated with it. And let's talk with Maria. Hi, Maria.
Good morning.
Morning. What were you going to say?
So catchphrases, whenever I'm in a position of being very annoyed, I just say Newman.
Yeah.
It actually makes me feel better.
Newman. Yeah, that's great. Like I was just saying, I think Seinfeld is responsible for a lot of them. The next one that's, in fact, on this list that I'm looking at is Yada, Yada, Yada.
There you go.
Which is the ultimate show about nothing, gave us more than its fair share of catchphrases, but this Seinfeld signature uttered by Elaine to gloss over a bad date and favored George's girlfriend is really something. So,
and it's still used today.
Absolutely. All right, Maria, thanks.
Thank Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Newman. What are some of the other ones from Seinfeld? Let me see if I can. Right. That's that Jerry says that a lot. They brought it to me. Master of my domain, master of your domain. I am lord of the manor and master of the domain. You know they do that entire. You know this, right, guys? That entire episode, the word masturbation is never mentioned in that entire episode.
I did not know that.
It's never the word. I mean, the action is what the whole show is about, but the word is never said. So, master of the domain. Now, there's got to be more Seinfeld catchphrases that I'm blanking on because there's a million of them.
No soup for you.
Oh, no soup for you, of course. No soup for you. Jerry, you're a very bad man. Bad man. did Philip Baker Hall didn't have a catchphrase, right, as Bookman? I mean, he was hilarious, and it is really one of the funniest guest star roles ever in the history of sitcoms, as Bookman the library cop. Oh man! All right, let's see. How about this? Alan in North Carolina says a little song, a little dance, a little seltzer down your pants from the Mary Tyler Moore Show. He says words I live by every day. Jay in Ohio said, how about entertainer Ted Lewis's catchphrase is everybody happy? Yeah. Randy says, I can't believe I ate the whole thing, which you mentioned earlier. And then Pete says, Rulalenska, don't hate me because I'm beautiful from VO5. There you go. All right, we got a break. We got the news coming up, and then we got more catchphrases. We're doing TV catchphrases, movie catchphrases, some that you hate and some that you love. 312-981-7200. News is next.
You used to be my honey, till you spent all my money. No use for
welcome back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trip Tower. We're here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich at 5 with the opening bell, and Steve Cochran with Morning Drive at 6. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. It is Triple Play Thursday, and so we got three from Fats Domino, who we lost yesterday. Lou requested that, and that's I'm walking to New Orleans. All right. We are talking about catchphrases, popular ones from TV and movies. And everywhere, and let's get back to talking a little bit about that one. And let's see. Yeah, all right, we'll get to this one here now. Now, Friends, Dan, did Friends have just the one? Because I got here in front of me is how you doing?
Yeah, you know, I think that's the one that everybody remembers and kind of caught on. There were other stuff they said during the course of. You know, the show's history.
Right.
But that was the one I think everybody...
I should know. I mean, I wrote the...
Right.
I created the show. But of course, here's one. What you talking about, Willis? You know, that's one of those that they would just, like, stick into every show. You know what I mean? It wasn't necessarily clever. You know, it didn't seem natural, but it was in there every time, and it was one of those deals where you got a catchphrase and a... You know, a catchphrase in a sitcom that you put in every episode. How about Gary Coleman's unforgettable delivery of Arnold Jackson's trademark line on Different Strokes made it the go-to phrase when you just had to tell a pal he was speaking nonsense. Did you ever use that in your vernacular, Dan? Did you ever say what you talking about, Willis, to anybody?
Yeah, when I was like 10.
You mean not now? You don't say that now? Like at a producer meeting or something, you don't go, what you talking about, Willis?
You don't hear it during our show prep meetings. Hey, Dan, I think we should really book this guest for 2 o'clock tomorrow. Yeah. What you talking about, Willis?
What you talking about, Willis? How about the tribe has spoken? Jeff Probst, final words to the Survivor competitor. Tribe has spoken. Let's see. Robert says, I've fallen and I can't get up. Well, there you go. it's weird too because like they've continued to use that sentence in those commercials, but now it's a different actress and the delivery is different and it's weird. It's not the same.
I saw that commercial coincidentally yesterday for the first time in a long time, and have you seen the upgrades they've now made with that? There's one for the bathtub.
Oh yeah.
There's one that's got a GPS device on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Big time.
Yeah. But I mean, it's just weird to hear a different person deliver it, you know, in the commercial. From Hawaii 50847 area code says Book 'em Dano. He says Book 'em more than Book 'em Dano. Because he said Book 'em all the time.
You don't say Dano if he was talking to Dano.
Right.
Yep.
630 area code, to the moon, Alice.
Oh yeah.
Well, you know, he never really said to the moon. It wasn't like to the moon, Alice. That wasn't like, I mean,
no,
there were variations of it. There was bang zoom. You want to visit, you want to go to the moon, that kind of stuff. But it was mostly bang zoom.
Yeah.
815 area code, you look marvelous. Oh God, and we're getting into SNL now. SNL, Dan, SNL catchphrases. That's going to,
the whole show.
The main of the show.
My God, there's so many catchphrases, SNL catchphrases. 312 area code. Kojak used to say, "Who loves you, baby?"
Yeah.
Yep. And Yabba Dabba Doo from the Flintstones. That's the third time the Flintstones have come up this week. Third time.
Huh.
847 area code. Well, there's two of you. Get Smart.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There's two that come to mind immediately for Get Smart. This one from the 847 area code, would you believe?
Right.
That's one. The other one is missed it by that much.
Yeah.
One of my first crushes was Barbara Feldon when I was a kid.
You said Jennifer Tilly before, remember?
Yeah.
She was in that movie?
Yeah, well, she's good. But no, Jennifer Tilly was in what movie?
That movie you said with the Murray
brother. Oh, yeah. She's moving violation. Gorgeous. She's beautiful. But yeah, my first three, to show my age, my first three crushes were Barbara Feldon, Yvonne Craig, and Haley Mills.
Yep.
Those were my first three crushes. So people are like, oh, you're in your 50s. You can figure that out. Seinfeld, we got some more Seinfeld catchphrases here. Peter 708 and Peter in Decatur, our buddy Peter in Decatur said Spongeworthy. Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Spongeworthy's a good one. 847 area code, Serenity Now. Yeah, that's great. Serenity Now! Mike says Kramer used to say giddy up. Yeah, he did a lot. And then 847 area code, not that there's anything wrong with that. Tremendous episode. All right, we got some from movies. I'll get back to TV in a second. We got some from movies here. All right. If I say what is the iconic movie catchphrase? If I give you the title of the movie, see if you can name it. All right.
All right.
Godfather.
Make him an offer he can't.
That's
refuse.
Exactly right. Correct. How about Casablanca? There's a bunch in there. Yeah.
We'll always have Paris.
Yep.
All right. And play it again, Sam.
He never says play it again, Sam.
He says you played it for her. You can play it for me. Play it again.
Yeah. But see, but that it's
and
that's
Sam
one of those
the piano. Part.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
But they've got here's Looking at You, Kid.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is classic.
Which is at the end of the movie.
Yeah. Right. And also the friendship line at the end. It looks like we get the beginnings of a great.
Right.
Casablanca's got 8 yes, million lines.
Yes.
Man.
Great movie.
Wizard of Oz. See, that's another one that has a ton.
Yeah. Where do you start?
Yeah. I mean, you could start with I Don't Think We're in Kansas Anymore,
right.
That one. But
Toto.
They've got here There's No Place Like Home, which of course
right.
makes sense. But there's a ton there.
If I only had a brain, if I only had a heart,
yeah.
If I only had a...
Courage. Gone with the Wind. There's a bunch
frankly,
in that.
My dear, yeah. I don't give a... Can
That's
I say
the,
that?
Yes, you can say that.
Damn.
Yeah. All right, Star Wars.
Wow.
I mean, the most common.
Jeez, I'm drawing a blank now.
May the Force be with you. Jaws.
I think we're going to need a bigger boat.
And you know that line was improvised, right?
Really?
Yeah.
That's
yeah. Crazy. One of the greatest
I
moments
know.
Ever. E.T., there's a bunch in E.T., but...
Phone Home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sudden Impact.
Oh, gosh.
This, of course, made its way into politics as well.
You got me. I know the movie, but I...
Go ahead, make my day. Sudden Impact.
Oh, that was it. Oh, geez.
Sudden Impact.
Off on a different tangent. Yeah, it was totally a different movie.
Dirty Harry movie, but it wasn't right, Dirty right, Harry. Dirty right. Harry, right. Do you feel lucky? Well, yeah. Do you, punk? That's Dirty Harry.
Right.
Scarface, the 1983 version.
Make My Day? No.
There's a bunch that we can't say on the air.
Right. Say hello to my little friend.
Yeah. Terminator.
I'll be back.
That's right. Dirty Dancing.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
That's right. Damn it. Nobody does either. Field of Dreams.
If you build it, they will come.
He will come.
There he will come, right.
When Harry Met Sally.
We can't say that one.
No, you can.
All right. Can I just make the sound?
No. You get this is the follow-up line.
Oh, okay. I'll have what she said.
Exactly. Funniest line in the entire movie.
By his mother.
And it's Rob Reiner's mom.
Yeah.
Forrest Gump. There's a bunch of Forrest Gump, but they've got Run, Forrest, Run here. Toy Story.
Oh, my gosh.
To Infinity and Beyond.
Okay. Yeah.
Jerry Maguire, another one that has a ton.
Show Me the Money.
You know what? Yes, but they said you had me at hello.
Oh, really?
Which is a great line, yeah.
Okay, all right.
The Sixth Sense.
I know the movie, and I'm drawing a blank.
I see dead people.
Dead people.
Truman Show. I'm glad this one made it. Wow.
Have a great...
Yeah, you're on the right track.
If
In case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Good night. Okay.
Great.
That was a great movie.
Terrific movie. Notting Hill.
Didn't see it.
I'm Just a Girl Standing in Front of a Boy Asking Him to Love Her.
Wow.
Yeah. Julia Roberts.
Great line.
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. The first one.
That was the first one?
Yeah.
I love the movie. Saw the movie. I can't think of individual quotes.
You're a wizard, Harry.
Oh, come on. There's got to be better ones than that.
Finding Nemo. Just keep swimming. Mean Girls.
Didn't see it.
Oh, great movie. Another movie that has like 8 million lines in it. You Go, Glenn Coco.
What? What?
Yeah, you'd have to see it in the context of the movie.
All right.
Saw? Want to play a game. There's a new Saw movie coming out this week.
That's from another movie.
Shall We Play a Game, which is War Games. Yeah.
Right.
Anchorman. There's 9,000 lines in Anchorman. Every line in Anchorman is a catchphrase classic. But they say, you stay classy, San Diego.
That's one of the more familiar ones from there.
Yeah. Oh, there's a million lines in Anchorman. Yeah. Dark Knight.
I'm Batman.
No, that could work. But it's why so serious?
Oh, that's right.
And then Pitch Perfect. Did you know this one, Dan? Pitch Perfect?
It was not the one I was expecting from the film.
Which one did you expect?
Awkward.
Excuse Me is from Pitch Perfect. It's one of Dan and his wife's favorite movies of all time.
And number three is coming out soon.
Yes, part three is coming out. Absolutely. All right, we got a break here, and then we got more TV catchphrases. If you guys want to jump in, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200.
Please let me walk.
Seems appropriate that today we will have a forfer. One more from Fats, I Want to Walk You Home. A true architect of rock and roll and a legend. Okay, we've got a bunch of texts coming in. We're talking about memorable catchphrases. We have a different one from the Honeymooners on this list that I'm looking at. Because the other one, it was To the Moon, Alice.
Right.
Or somebody texted that in. But they of course, have Baby, You're the Greatest.
And that's on... That's the line that is on the ornament I gave you.
Oh, yes. How about this? The Thrill of Victory, The Agony of Defeat.
Yeah.
Classic. Mm-hmm. All right, what about Lost in Space? What would be a catchphrase from Lost in Space?
Warning, Will Robinson.
Yeah,
warning.
Danger, Will
danger,
Robinson.
Will Robinson.
Yeah. Harold says, that's what she said. Oh, from The Office. From The Office, then.
That's got a few catchphrases.
Yeah. 630 area code, will you accept this rose from The Bachelor or The Bachelorette? Canadian Bill, no way, way from Wayne's World. Wayne's World, another one that has, you got Schwing.
Right.
Again, that's Saturday Night Live. Yeah. You know, Dan, I think we need to do a whole segment dedicated to the catchphrases of Saturday Night Live because 8 million of them.
That would take you a couple of nights.
Yeah.
God.
Oh, Dynamite! Jimmy Walker. Mm-hmm. I was waiting for this one to pop up, Dan. All right, Family Matters. What would be the?
See, I don't watch that one.
Well, I don't blame you. I never watched it either. But it's Urkel. Urkel's catchphrase. Oh. Urkel's catchphrase would
Did
be
I do
exactly.
That?
Do you feel lucky, Punk? Oh, here's one. 815. Thank you, 815. All right, all right, all right. That's the catchphrase for Matthew McConaughey. It opens this show every morning.
That's right.
630 area code. What's up? Remember that was popular?
And the commercial.
Budweiser.
Budweiser.
Yeah. Joe says, you're killing me, Smalls, from the Sandlot. See, that's one. I know, Dan, that's totally a big one for you, right?
Oh, all the time. Yeah. Anytime somebody frustrates me, you're killing me, Smalls. Killing me.
All right, let's see. Star Trek. What would be the catchphrase from Star Trek? There's a lot, again. There's a lot of ones.
It does not compute.
Live long and prosper.
Prosper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mission Impossible.
Should you decide to accept this mission, or this tape will self-destruct
in 5 seconds.
Five seconds. Yeah.
Maud. Oh, there's a lot of from Maud, but this is the best one. Do you remember?
Oh, wow.
Maud.
There are a lot of good ones from Maud.
Yeah. This one, the one they picked is, I think, the best. God will get you for that, Walter. This one was excellent.
Every time she
It's hilarious.
That.
She was so good on that show.
That was an awesome
It was a great show. B. Arthur was so good on that show,
yes.
Man. All in the Family, there's a bunch there, too.
Stifle
is what they've
right.
got, yeah.
Okay.
Sanford and Son.
you should you've got all of these. Come on.
There's a bunch of them in that one too, but it's the classic. It's
you
the
big dummy?
No, it's not You Big Dummy, but they've got you hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you, honey.
Oh gosh, yes.
Okay, Saturday Night Live, another one from Saturday Night Live.
Oh,
this one Dan Aykroyd would say to Jane Curtin during Weekend Update.
Jane, you ignorant
slut.
That's
right. how about this? Alice.
Alice.
Yeah. I'll give you the character. It'll be given away. Flo.
Oh, eat my grits.
No, kiss my grits.
Or kiss
eat
my grits.
My grits.
Sorry, eat my grits. Well, you got me all
eat my grits.
Well, she worked at a diner.
Yeah, she did. another SNL. Well, isn't that special? There's like so many SNL. Mork and Mindy.
Nanu Nanu.
That's right.
Yeah.
Taxi.
Oh, jeez.
Lotka says it.
Oh, brain has just stopped working.
Yeah.
Thank
you very much.
Thank you very much.
Right. Let's see. 847 area code says, who are you going to call? Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
847 area code says, from the movie The Warriors, Warriors come out to play. There's a lot. There's a lot in The Warriors, too. Yeah. Can you dig it? It's from The Warriors. 847 area code from Star Wars. I've got a bad feeling about this. One of my favorites is what we have here is a failure to communicate.
Oh, great movie.
And then 312 area code says Hi-O Silver.
Yeah.
Great catchphrase. All right, Fantasy Island.
The plane.
That's right.
The plane.
That's right. Hill Street Blues.
Let's be careful out there.
That's right. Full House. I don't know this.
Oh, that's
Joey says it?
Yeah, it's
You know this one, Dan?
It's the father with the couple of kids with the three
yeah.
kids.
No, I know that. I know the show. I don't.
Yeah, so it was Cut It Out and there was also a hand motion.
Oh, yeah. I see.
He would do cut
it.
Yeah.
Out.
Okay. Yeah. How about Frasier?
There should be a few in there. I'm
listening.
That's what
he says on the radio show.
Yeah.
Cheers has to have a few, right? Norm, yeah, right? That's got to right. be one. There's got to be more. Cheers had a few. Everybody Loves Raymond. So anyway, and I got to say, I'm not a massive fan of Everybody Loves Raymond. I think it's okay, and I watch it in reruns and stuff. But every single time Peter Boyle said this, I laughed. Every single time.
I'm drawing a blank.
Holy crap. Every single time he said it. And I was a casual viewer of Everybody Loves Raymond. Oh, Emerald Live.
Bam.
Bam, right. Yeah. Project One Runway.
Never watched it.
Make It Work. Tim Gunn. God. Okay, Big Bang Theory.
Oh, gosh. From Big Bang?
Yeah, it's Sheldon's big catchphrase.
Oh, yeah.
Bazinga.
Bazinga. God, he's got a couple of other ones,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so there you go. And then finally, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Final answer.
Is that your final answer? Right, there you go. All right. Hey, tons of texts came in, and Roger's brain is fried.
Got that right.
All right, so we'll see you tomorrow, Rog. You're in tomorrow, right?
Yep.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. Fly Jams Friday and more. We got a bunch of cool stuff. Herb Weisbaum is going to join us as well. But we got the news coming up next.